This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of July 28th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me over Zoom, Mr. Terrell Davey. Terrell, we spoke off air, and I always say those are the best conversations that don't get captured. But once again, I have to sit back and watch God at work because I see the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, just all over you.
Greg, thank you so much, man. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, super, brother.
Super thankful for just the invitation. I was mentioning, like, when you messaged me, I was very, very thankful, man. It's been a fun season of sort of, it feels like a rejuvenation. Like God has kind of reawakened a part of me that was kind of quiet for a while in my music and ministry. And so you reaching out, that for me was literally like a huge hug from heaven. And God just encouraging me to continue to, you know, step out and continue to share my music and story. So I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much just for bringing me on today.
Well, you're here because I do reach out, mm-hmm. but I pray and I ask God to send who He wants on this show. And I'm honored to sit here today to see who He sent this week.
Amen. Well, I'm happy to be here and I'm glad He sent me.
So Terrell Davey, who are you?
You know, at the end of the day, I'm a believer. I'm a father. Been married for now going on to 14 years. Mm-hmm. I have three beautiful daughters, and I'm here basically stationed in Nashville. This is our new home.
Okay.
Originally from New York, though, which a lot of people are surprised from. Even living in New York, outside of some of the words I probably pronounce, you can clearly tell. I used to get questioned in New York if I was from somewhere else, like, was I from California? Like, I don't know. Something about me did not scream New York, even when I lived there my whole life. So I usually share that. I'm like, oh, New York, interesting, you know? I've loved music from the day I was born. My aunt tells me that I always seem to have a song in my heart. So I think that's been a huge kind of defining part of who I am. And honestly, from the moment that I just heard the gospel, I was probably, I don't know, I must have been maybe 4 or 5 years old. Mm-hmm. There's something about Jesus that really spoke to me. And I've always kind of looked at the world and seen, I feel like God has given me the gift to see much of the world through His eyes and to see what pain looks like, what searching looks like, and a desire to be a part of helping other people find the path to freedom and to God, you know? And that's kind of, I think, at the core of who I am. It's just this desire of, like, there are hurting people in the world, and there's nothing more beautiful than helping someone to find the love of Jesus.
Amen. I'll tell you what, yeah. We'll be back with Terrell Davey right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Joining me over Zoom, Mr. Terrell Davey. Terrell, we got to know a little bit about who you are, and we know whose you are.
Amen.
But I thought it was great. How is it, man, to have three daughters? What, you know, God prepares us for everything. But my brother has four daughters.
Oh, yeah, God really prepared him.
And he's prepared you.
Amen. It's really funny. We laugh about it because, you know, we did want a son. And at the end of the day, I'm actually really happy. Girls there's something really special about them. Mm-hmm. they're all my teammates. You know, when I get in trouble with my wife, I've always got some lawyers who can see why daddy was possibly right. Or at least they can give plausible deniability to what I've done wrong. And one person told me God only gives girls to special guys, right?
There you go.
I think that we kind of accept our journey for exactly what it is, man. And yeah, our house can be filled with lots of emotions sometimes, but there definitely is something beautiful about seeing these little girls just connect with each other and the relationship they have. And for me, it's like, I'm just wanting to pour into them. And I want to show them and be the kind of man that they're going to want someday, right? I want to show them love and respect and patience. And I also get a chance as a man and raising these daughters, I can think about a future husband as well. And this is always in the back of my head with like, just instilling these values and just pouring into them and making sure that also that they can be the best possible woman they can possibly when they grow up. So, I mean, it feels like a great responsibility, man. And it's three in a row and there's three weddings. And there's a lot of savings that needs to be happening. So a lot going on in my head.
I tell you, because I have four kids. I had two boys and two girls. And one of my daughters is married. And I know what that cost.
Oh, my goodness.
And I told my youngest daughter, who's 21 now, It can't be that much.
You learned from the first round.
You're ready. Only one time.
We kind of know which one of our daughters would probably elope. Mm-hmm. We know which one of our daughters is going to say, I just really want something simple. And we know which of our daughters is probably going to cost us a mortgage with her. So we've got three very different personalities, which also shocks us. And we're like, how is it possible? They have the same parents, but each of these little girls is so incredibly different from the other. It is mind boggling.
And I know what they say. They say that your daughter will pick their husband that kind of reminds them of their father, that has their father's qualities. And I'm gonna say it right now. If they marry anybody close to who you are, they're gonna be all right.
Well, that is powerful. And bro, I mean, I do appreciate that. Thank you.
They're gonna be better than all right.
Amen. Well, that's my prayer, man.
There's nothing like a godly father, because in just being a father, because it's funny we have this conversation, because there's so many children that don't have dads.
That
you are there for them, and not that you are just there for them, but you are raising them in a godly home.
Yeah. Amen to that, man. I often feel like this family for me, you know, when I was three, I lost my parents 3 months apart. Really impactful. My grandparents adopted me. So I grew up with my paternal grandparents. And I'll tell you, growing up, I never really felt like I was quite where I was supposed to be. You know, my grandparents loved me so intensely. They sacrificed beyond what I could have ever asked. But at the same time, I was, you know, I'm a teen growing up with, you know, late 70s. It was just, there was clearly a disconnect. We were all trying to make it work. But there was always this inner knowledge. Like, I know that this wasn't exactly the way God would have intended it. You know, in a perfect world. And it's been so cool to raise kids to be married, because there are so many also just new memories. It almost feels redemptive. Like, I may not have gotten to experience a lot as a kid with my parents growing up, but then I get to experience many of those things as a parent in the same situations, you know? Mm-hmm. So holidays, birthdays, Christmas, you know, things are coming up. I'm sure weddings, things that I wondered about, what would it have been like? I feel like God is, He's given me that, you know, three times over. And it's almost changing me too. Like, the responsibility and what I realize, the opportunity I get, like, with all of these memories that we get to make, it's insanely special, you know?
Amen. I tell you what, we'll be back with Terrell Davey right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening over the airways of Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, if you're streaming online, or if you're listening to the podcast, thank you for tuning in, because this week I have a very special guest. You've blessed us already, and I can't wait to hear more, Mr. Terrell Davey.
Glad to be back.
Well, I'm going to jump back a little bit. You moved from New York to Nashville. How long ago did you make that move?
Oh, man, it's been, well, I would say we left New York in 2015.
Okay, so.
It's been a bit. We made a pit stop. So actually, we lived in Daytona for about 2 years. And then, so actually, we came to Nashville in 2017. So I guess we're going on to 7 years now. I'm counting in my on my hands there, but somewhere around there.
Now, did you move for family, move for job, move for music?
Oh, man. I would say it was twofold. Number one, we moved for our family, meaning we had our first daughter and we realized we didn't want to raise her in New York. Mm-hmm. We realized what we went through growing up and the fact of that she wouldn't be able to be a kid as long as we wanted her to be. We didn't want her to have to worry about her safety or just dealing with a lot of the challenges being in losing her innocence before she needed to. So that was a huge factor in saying, hey, like, what if we went somewhere where she could just be a kid and we could do the job of taking care of her? Mm-hmm. And then the second part was definitely music. And it was just this calling that I felt I've had forever. And just trying to follow God's leading and really wanting to know what was next and where did he want us to be. And a part of that was leaving New York and kind of taking that plunge, because New York in itself is such a self-sustaining city. It used to be that almost no one needed to ever leave New York. I mean, your neighbors were your neighbors almost forever. You know, what we did, we were the first in our family to really take that kind of leap. And it was scary, but it was something we kind of felt God calling us to do. And so we followed.
It's funny how God will move us mm-hmm. for his will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's scary, but it's also, when you, in hindsight, you realize how much you would have missed if you hadn't been obedient, you know?
That's like, right.
It's so hard to trust, but it's always hindsight with God. You know? Like, oh yeah, God, you really did know what you were talking about. I'm so glad.
And we talked.
So glad I listened.
I think I talked about it the last 2 weeks with guests that it's when you're in that moment, it's tough. And those days can be really long days. Mm-hmm. But then mm-hmm. a year, that's what I tell my kids all the time, you know, a year from now, it may be tough today, a year from now, look back.
Oh yeah.
And it could only have worked the way it did because the master, his hands are in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be back with Terrell Davey right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Mix Sunday Morning. Joining me over Zoom, Mr. Terrell Davey, a native New Yorker, now planted in the heart of what I see. You can't call it country music because, Terrell, I can't count how many Christian independent artists I've interviewed since last November that have moved all over the country. I think you're the first from New York, but Texas, California, everywhere, Louisiana, Florida, that have all come to Nashville, Tennessee.
I couldn't agree with you anymore I couldn't agree with you any less. Whatever direction that phrase is supposed to go, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I've met artists from everywhere. It's insane, especially the bigger cities. If I didn't believe, I would say this was unreal, like what's going on, but I do. And I can tell God is doing something, you know, like, why is he bringing us all together? What is he up to? I don't know, but I know that we get to work together. We get to co-write together. And there clearly is something super creative that's happening that couldn't have happened without us all kind of meeting in this one place. It is mind-boggling.
And I know cool. I mentioned it and I feel in my heart that what we talked about, mm-hmm. that is one of the reasons that Rock the Flock Radio, which is fixing to take off on WJOH 89.7, our 24/7 Christian radio station we have. And I haven't said it on the show yet. Mm-hmm. So there will be a Sunday night show, a 3 to 5 hour show. You know, we're going to let God take care of that, the music, everything we need in it. I'll let him decide that, but it'll be for Christian independent artists. And what I've studied, what I've looked at, there is nothing like it. No one does it.
Nope.
And it's going to be here. And God put you, like the Bible says, you know, you fill your quiver. Mm-hmm. And it's not me. Like I told my wife, why I know this is it is because where I thought I would take Rock the Flock Radio and be the front person in some of the things that could have been done with it, now I'm doing what I do best. I'm the middle person.
It's amazing.
I can sit back, and this is their show, where they show their talent, where they where I can connect them with others and maybe connect them with something even bigger.
Yeah.
So we're going to pray about that. We're going to pray for God's will, but I'm super excited.
Absolutely. It is cool. I feel like there's such a need. And independent artists, you know, all of us are stepping out on faith. All of us are following this God that we know and love, but we don't always see the path in front of us or how the plan is written out. But one thing's for sure, there's definitely a shortage of places and platforms that we can share our stories and songs, you know? And it's just such an incredible need. I think it is amazing how God, he orchestrates everything. And for such a time as this,
you're right.
And it's so cool that, and also just, I'm a little jealous of the amount of amazing stories and music that you're going to come across just in that position, you know, cool place to be. It's amazing.
And amazing. If you know Amanda Nolan, if you've heard about her, she's in Nashville. Okay. Mm-hmm. Amanda was my very first independent artist I interviewed. Okay. And her song is For Such a Time as This.
There we go.
I mean, it began back in November, and I didn't know it.
Those are those like really cool nuggets that God, it's like, what do they call them? The Easter eggs, you know, like that hindsight that we talked about. Mm-hmm. He literally whispered something to you, man. And he's like, you'll get this soon. You'll understand the significance of this. It's beyond what you even think right now.
And see, and so I thought it was because, see, I have, you know, my kids, I have grandkids now, and I didn't worry because all my faith is in the Lord, but I don't want to, if I could protect them from this world.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I'm not here, who protects them from the things? And that just reminded me that I don't have to, because they were born in a time such as this. God put them in this place.
They were meant for this time.
Yes, just like your kids. They were born. Yeah, you're the dad. You have a wife that are going to protect them, lead them, but the Lord put them here at this time.
Absolutely. Amen to that, man. I love that. And I wholeheartedly agree. Like, God doesn't make mistakes, and they're fashioned and designed with everything they need and everything he's going to provide for them for this season, man. And it's like, I love that, because that just takes away such anxiety.
It does.
It's like, oh yeah, God, you know what you're doing. Just like you didn't make a mistake when you created Esther at the time you did, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't make a mistake. You designed her specifically for a role that no one else could fill for such a time. And here we are today, the same. He doesn't change. So it's the same thing.
Bro, I'll tell you what,
is powerful, yeah.
And I'm excited about our next segment coming up, because you're going to intro a song and then we're going to play your music right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
I'm looking forward to it.
We'll be back with Terrell Davey right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Hey, this is Terrell Davey, and this is my song, Scars. I wrote Scars in a season of isolation when I questioned if I had any value. One of the most beautiful things about this song is it reminds me that no matter what the world says, no matter my shortfalls or my shortcomings, my value will always be seen in the scars that Jesus bears for me. So if you're questioning whether you're seen, whether you're valuable, I'll remember that you are worth dying for, and all the proof that you need is in the scars in the hands of Jesus.
Forget who you are, though slightly bent out of shape, I won't let it break you, you're a mold. All your own, just believe. The time will come when they'll see what I've done in you. I need you to hold on. Like there's no one who sees you as you are. The proof is in these scars, scars, scars. Every time you feel your dreams come undone, you still believe when the doubt slowly creeps in. I whisper you're a mold, all your own, just believe. The time will come when they'll see what I've done in you. I need you to hold. There's no one who sees you as you are. The proof is in these scars, scars, scars. The proof is in these scars.
That's Terrell Davey right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Again, I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for listening. I thank you for supporting the show. And I'm thankful for Terrell Davey. You know, time flies. I wish I could keep on talking to you all day, because one of the things, again, I tell kids to be infectious for the Lord. And you, Mr. Davey, have that infectious look to you. I mean, you just look like the Holy Spirit can that has been shaken up and the top's been popped. And here it
Let's
comes.
Go.
Here it comes.
Let's go.
Well, I tell you what, can we say a prayer before we finish the show?
I would love that, Greg. I would absolutely love that.
Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, and I thank you again for another week, Lord. I thank you for the listeners. I ask you to bless them. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless this child, your child you have this week, Mr. Terrell Davey. God, the gift you've given him, his voice. But more importantly, Lord, I ask you to bless him as a husband. Lord, I ask you to bless him as a father, that he will be the leader, the teacher, and God, that you will guide his family. Lord, I ask you to protect them, to send your angels to watch over them. God, open doors for Terrell and be with him each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Greg, thank you so much for making the time for me to come on, caring about my story and allowing me to just share some of what God has done in my life. It's been an absolute pleasure. So just thank you for that, man.
Well, it's really only the beginning, your first radio interview.
There we go.
But only the beginning.
Amen.
Okay, I can't. Amen. And I'll be praying for God to continue to move and to see where he takes you.
I know that we'll be meeting again. I know that much. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. I might have to come to Nashville. I know all these people in Nashville. I might have to come.
You got to come out. Let me know if you're in town. I might have a special event coming up that I'd love to invite you to.
All right.
So make your way up to Nashville. I would love to see you.
We'll continue to keep grinding, keep putting that music out, keep being in this crazy world, being still and listening to the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have fun raising those three girls.
All right. I'll keep you posted. How about that?
Well, God bless you. That's Terrell Davey on Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.